Full Coverage, your favorite podcast with your host,
Manny Amway
and Larly.
And we're, you guys, you already know it's the your favorite podcast.
You know
and
that.
That's just what it is.
Today is a very special episode. You guys, it's happened.
The trial has come to an end. 6 weeks.
I didn't think that we would have an answer this quick.
I didn't either.
To this case.
Mm-mm. They have 6 weeks to deliberate. So the fact that it came so quickly.
They took like 2.5 days.
Yeah. Like, we have our answer.
We're good.
We are good. We've been here for 6 weeks.
So this episode may go live a little sooner than Friday. Yeah. And you may be celebrating Full Friday on a Thursday.
A Thursday.
Which is like just amazing.
Which honestly, like, if we can make that happen, I think it's really, really cool.
Right?
Because today that we're filming is Wednesday.
Yep.
And so if we can get it up on Thursday.
We're going to try to get it up a day early for you guys because this information is hot.
It's hot. It's what's going on. And that's just what we want to just get up earlier if we can.
So you may be watching this on Thursday. You may be watching it on Friday. We'll figure out what happens.
And if you're watching on Friday, mind your business.
Don't even mention that.
Don't even mention it. Don't even say anything.
We can make it happen. All right, guys. But I think we're going to start this episode before we deep dive into the Johnny and Amber verdict is our peak and our pit for the week. This dude's over here, Dr. Strange in it. Manny.
I'm sorry, you're right. Peak in our pits of the week. I'm also slightly delusional because it is
9
p.m.
It has to do, it's 9 p.m. Right now, they released the verdict at 3 o'clock today, around 3:15. And then me and Manny went to a pro wrestling match.
So this is actually both of our peaks of the week.
We're merging peaks.
We're merging the peaks. And Tyler was there as well. So we did a professional AEW wrestling match with our friend CJ.
Who is Svetlana as a wrestler. She's been wrestling probably, she said, 7 years.
Yeah, for WWE. She was Lana on WWE. And so Miro, her partner, it was just a return back to wrestling, and it was on AEW.
So at the Forum here in LA, they actually had a live show, which me and Manny had never been to one before. And so CJ was like, I can get us all backstage passes, front row tickets. Ty came with us, and we're like, yeah.
We're like, absolutely. It's like, I've never done anything like that. I've never gone to a wrestling match before. I've seen wrestling when I was like in junior high.
Right.
And I remember like watching it when I was younger. I'd be like, wow, this is so real and crazy.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
My brother was so heavily into it, and then he got into UFC fighting, but he still is into the WWE, the AEW. And I remember Stone Cold Steve Austin, Goldberg, Undertaker.
That was like my time.
The Rock was big back then. And like all that, like I remember that so much. So this was very exciting for me. And let me just say, those guys get their asses kicked out there. Because we were like basically on the stage.
We were second row.
Literally, they flung off the stage, hit the barricades, and me and Ty had to jump over so the barricades didn't ram us. That's how close we were to the stage. Sweat was coming off on us.
I didn't realize how intense it really was.
I had no
until
idea.
Being there. Because so when I was younger, I thought, oh my God, like this is obviously like, this is so cool. This is so real. It's all like crazy. And then when I grew up, I was like, it's all fake. And then now I'm here. I'm like, okay, so it's like a kind of combination of both.
Same. When my brother watching it, hurt. I was like, I feel like this potentially could be real.
Yes.
And then I grew up like, oh, it's not real. And then if you watch it, they're bleeding and turning their bodies like black and blue where they hit each other before they even get off the stage. Like you can see the big marks and bruises forming.
See, I didn't realize that they had were actually hitting each other.
They just know how to do it in a way that they're not taken to the hospital.
Yes. Yeah, so it's like they're still getting hit, but they're not getting hit so hard that it's like an UFC match where they're trying to like hurt someone.
So for instance, if I slammed Manny on the ground and I was a fighter, he's going to feel the total impact of being slammed on the ground, but he knows how to land in a way where it's not going to knock the air out of him and he can get back up. So that's kind of how it
hurt
is.
Himself.
But it still gets slammed
it's
on the
like
ground.
It's like when they get slapped. So like they'll get slapped here instead of getting slapped here.
Yeah.
Like they'll get slapped on the neck because there's like more like meat here.
Let me show you guys. We're like the worst.
No, there was like this match. So obviously we're there for Mio's match, which was absolutely insane. It was so incredible. Thank you, CJ, of course, for having us.
Yes.
It was,
Mira, we were like, Mira, 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 Mira. That was so dope.
We were going crazy. But they also had this 5-on-5 match. I never seen anything like this in my whole fucking life.
I couldn't take my eyes away.
I couldn't either.
Imagine 5 guys just flying everywhere. And I thought one guy broke his neck because a full massive dude flies out of the ring and lands on the other guy's like the back of his neck, shoulder area, like full body. He just takes the impact down to the ground. And I'm like, there's no way he'll ever get up again.
And he did.
So CJ taught us because, of course, it's so cool watching it with her because me and Manny have like a million questions. We're like, okay, so what happens? And she said that they have an X that they'll do, like, and it's well known. If you're really hurt, you'll throw up the X.
Yo, like I'm down bad.
But it's Let's cool. Stop. So I was watching them kind of talk to each other in ear because you guys remember we're like right up on the stage. So I was like watching them kind of mumble back and forth to each other, but they're such short little words. So I was like, CJ, what are they saying? And I was like, are they plotting moves? And she was like, kind of, because they'll just be like, open up or be ready. Or like they'll say a little word or two to each other that kind of cues them in on what's coming. And they just feed off each other.
And the crazy thing though is like, it's like such a split second thing. So you have to know immediately like what's about to happen because you need to be able to react to that.
Ty, what did you think of it?
It was crazy.
Right?
It's relived like, every childhood fantasy.
Yeah, it was so cool.
I was
cool.
never a huge fan of like WWE and stuff, but like I'd watch it every now and then and like try to reenact.
Of course on your brother. You would. Of course you would.
Of course. I used to do the, remember this one?
X, or no, right. It was like DDT. Yeah. Or like, the guys would like do that. Yeah. DDT?
Literally, I used to walk around the house doing that.
Literally every guy at like my middle school and junior high, and literally. Like, whatever it's called, it elementary school would
but
do
didn't that.
That
just mean like, suck it?
Yeah, I think it's just suck it, yeah.
It was just like a wrestler, a popular wrestler.
And our parents would get on to us.
Like, stop DDT.
Right.
It is such a crazy.
Stop DDTing your brother. Stop it.
It's a crazy industry because they do that and then they'll go backstage and they're like.
Yeah, because we went backstage.
And they're friends, yeah.
They're all friends back there. They're all friends.
Are we spoiling? Like, are these spoilers? Are we ruining anyone's life right now?
I will say every wrestler we met is an extremely nice, normal person. Like, there's like, oh, hey, what's up? After they just went on stage, we're like.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
That's literally how it is.
Like, so nice to meet you.
That's literally what it was.
We were like tripping.
It was shocking. And like, even like the guy that was helping us, Bruce, I think his name was Bruce. Yeah. He's like this big Samoan 6'3", 6'4" guy, like a teddy bear. The sweetest freaking guy.
I know.
I was terrified.
He's so big.
I was terrified.
Being back there, they're so huge back there.
Okay, literally, they are So big.
So big.
I'm over here looking at everyone. They're all like 6'4", 6'5".
They're huge.
A lot of them are massive. I was passing. I was in heaven. Let me tell y'all real quick.
Oh, there was
some gigantic men everywhere. Like, they were fine AF.
Yeah.
Some were fine as
And like a normal size guy, you're like, wow, he's so tiny. And it's like, yes. No.
And he was like my height.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm 6 feet tall. It's just
the other guys are so big. So wait, what's your pit of the week?
Okay, I have a doozy of a pit.
Uh-oh.
Okay, it's not even like that crazy, but it's definitely a pit. So I decided, I was like, okay, I'm gonna hook up. I'm gonna give myself another hookup opportunity because my last one was so like just ridiculous. And like the whole hair thing, like it was just weird, you know? So I'm like, I'm gonna go hook up with someone else. I'm gonna make this happen. So I'm talking to this dude. I'm like, cool, sounds good. I'm gonna come over. He was like, okay, I'm at this concert. I'm gonna be home at this time. My phone might die, so just like let me know when you're gonna leave. And I'm like, perfect, sounds good. He gave me his number. I gave him my number. And so I was like, okay, cool, I'm gonna leave now. And he's like, sounds great. I'm on my way. Like, and I'm like, I live farther out. Like, yeah. I have to drive like a good bit to get to like.
He's like in Central WeHo.
So I was like, okay, cool, I'm gonna come over. I'm driving there. I get to like, let's say Studio City area.
Okay.
And he's like, so he's like, are you on your way? And I'm like, yeah, I'm on my way. I'm almost like out there. And he's like, are you, he's like, send me another photo of you. I was like, okay. So I sent like a selfie like right then and there. And he's like, okay, cool. He's like, are you feminine or masculine? And I'm like, I would say I'm like kind of in between. Like people know I'm gay immediately, but I wouldn't say I'm super masculine. And I wouldn't say I'm super feminine.
Yeah.
I'm like kind of like, I teeter in the middle.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? And he's like, oh, well, I prefer like feminine guys. And then he literally blocked me.
What?
And then he literally blocked me.
You're... Dang. Line.
Uh-huh. And then so, going on? Literally, that was
that
me.
Couldn't have come any better of a time.
That was perfect, Tyler. So I literally drove like 30, 35 minutes.
You got
about
me
to get to like the guy's
and
house,
gagged.
And he's like, oh, you're not feminine
Can
enough.
You tell me your initial thought in your head?
I literally like my mouth dropped.
Wait,
you guys, I douched.
How did you?
Oh. I douched. And you,
oh, no, sorry.
I don't think you understand. If I'm douching, things better be happening.
Tyler, you've got to label this. I'm labeling.
Wait, were you trying to do that?
Yeah. Trying to do
that. That's what I thought you were doing.
There we go.
That's what I thought.
We're gonna get labels.
We're gonna get labels. If I'm douching, things better be fucking happening.
Dang.
Let me tell you that. I went and I douched and did the full fantasy.
How did you know he blocked you?
Because I texted him and went green. Because it was blue text originally.
He blocks your phone number?
Phone number, yep. And blocked me on
this
the app.
This is so
and
odd.
And blocked me on
to
the
me.
App as well.
Why did he need to block? It's
I
not
don't
like
know.
You were like, I'm coming either way.
No, and I'm like, I didn't even, like, he had told me, like, he's like, okay, this is where I live. He's like, I'm going to send you my address when you get closer.
Oh,
I was like, okay, cool, sounds good.
So
he sent me, like, it's like, sounds weird, but he sent me a pin. He's like, okay, this is where I live. And so I'm like, okay, I know the direction that I'm going in.
These freaking people out
and
there.
And I couldn't believe that. I was gagged because I'm like, so you're telling me that because I'm not feminine enough.
Tell me you went and did something in Hollywood.
I didn't.
You went home.
I went back on the app. I was like, okay, if there's anyone around, like really quickly. And I was like, I'll give myself 10 minutes.
Okay.
There was no one around that I was like interested in. That I wanted Dang. To do anything. And I was like, okay, honestly, I'm already kind of annoyed in this moment.
You didn't want to see if anyone was home?
What
Your
do you mean?
Friends? You know a ton of people in LA.
I did, but it was literally, it was like 11 p.m.
Oh,
like I was going over
it.
To like hook
I got
up.
It.
Like
yeah,
I wasn't going on for
go
like,
anywhere
hey,
else.
Let's go on like to dinner.
Yeah.
Like
got
it was like, it, I was going for that reason.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And so
yep,
I'm like,
yep.
Damn, dude, this is like the worst. Like this shit is like the worst part.
This is trauma.
It's trauma.
I would have
had to catch a break.
If
dude.
I were you, I would call me immediately, but I'm glad you saved
it
for
was
the
11
pod.
p.m.
Yeah, I was asleep for sure.
You were definitely asleep, one. And two, I was like, I think this would be a funny story for the pod to tell Laura immediately.
I'm glad
on
you
the pod.
Saved it because I'm. When
Are you shook?
I didn't know that we were.
No, Laura had no. You guys, I saved this for Laura for the pod.
He just said I have a hookup story and I'm going to tell you on the pod.
Uh-huh. And the fact that it's a hookup story that never even the hookup never even happened.
But the blocking and like the.
Yeah.
It's just shocking.
He's like,
to
oh.
Me.
He, and I was like, oh, are you in? I was like, oh, do you want guys to be. Like, do you want more feminine? And he's like, yeah, I do. And then boom.
That is so
And I was like, God damn, why couldn't
crazy.
You have told me that before I fucking left?
That is so
Like,
crazy.
Why didn't you tell me that shit before I left? Why'd I have to, like, why'd you make me, like, I showered, I douched, I did the whole fucking thing.
Wow. I'm a little shook right now.
I was gagged.
Well, my pit of the week is, like, kind of turned into, like, a good thing.
Yeah.
But it was one night last week. Ty was like, oh, go outside and get something. And he went outside and he sees something moving in our pool. And we've never, in the four, almost 5 years living there, we've never had anything in our pool. Like ducks, we've never, ducks, but nothing like drowning or anything like that. And he noticed it and it was a freaking baby skunk. And it was so cute. My heart literally exploded. So immediately we scooped it out. We looked at the camera. The daggum thing had been in there for a really long time.
I can't believe it.
So we saved it. And then I was like, oh my gosh, it's shaking. Cause pool water's like honestly not that cold, but it is pretty chilly to be in there for a long time. Yeah. And he's like a baby. So I looked up online what I could do. Cause I had it all wrapped up in towels, but I knew it was like scared because it's a wild baby skunk.
Totally.
So I have a heated cat house and it's not like a heating pad heat. It's like for an animal to sleep in all night. So it's like a good medium temperature, not too hot. So it's safe for animals, which is perfect for the situation. So I built him, me and Ty built him like a little fort in our garage and we put him in there and he was shaking for like an hour, but he stopped. He got really warm. I put towels in there so he could huddle and food. He ate his food. He TT'd.
Oh, was he so cute?
Oh,
I can only imagine a baby skunk like, how, like in correlation to my hand, how big was he?
It's like its body was probably like that. And then its tail was probably the size of your whole hand.
Laura.
And the tail is just pure fluff.
I thought it was like the size of like my hand.
Like the body is probably like that big of the squirrel. And then like 5 inches, I would say, maybe a little less. Uh-huh. But the tail is the size of the body.
So it's huge.
Yeah, but
the tail part.
But the tail part, but the tail flips up and sits on top of the squirrel typically. Got it. So they're all right. I call it a squirrel because they kind of sit like squirrels with their tails. They keep their tails up. Uh-huh. The cutest thing, my first question to Ty, I was like, can I please keep it?
Of course you cannot.
Please. I would die for this skunk. I could turn it. I could turn it into an angel. Anyways, we turned it into a rescue because we obviously, Ty wouldn't let me keep it, so.
Yeah, it slept at our house that slept for damn near 20 hours.
It did. It was exhausted. They're also sleep during the day, so we made sure and we left it alone that entire day because we wanted to make sure it got its rest in a safe, warm place. And then we came back. We were like, I bet in the afternoon this thing's going to be running wild again.
Right.
We came back home after running a bunch of errands because we were ready to take it, and it was running wild in our garage.
It broke out. We created like a fortress around it, like a prison. He broke out.
Oh no, it was at full speed. It was acting like a regular skunk.
Did they ever want to spray you guys? Did ever try?
Actually, whenever they're babies, they can spray, but not like an adult. No, they can't like project potent at you. Mm-hmm. It's the smell isn't nearly as potent and it's not as much. So it's whenever we were chasing around the garage, we started to smell skunk. So we knew it was trying to get us.
It was trying to get you.
But I ended up literally taking a towel, picking it up by its tail and putting it in the crate and it let me.
You're like,
I was like, come on, you little shit. I've literally like torn my whole garage apart to get you out of here.
Dude.
I'm like, I'm trying to save you and get you out of here too. I want you out of here too.
Yes.
So we had a miscommunication there, but he didn't even try to bite me or anything. I think he knew.
He knew you guys saved him.
I think he knew for sure.
I think so.
Oh, he let me literally hold him whenever we got out of the pool.
Did you kiss him?
I picked fleas out of his fur. I went through his fur like a monkey and started picking fleas out.
Laura.
I wanted to give him a flea treatment, but I didn't.
People, imagine you give him a flea treatment.
That
Laura
would be the fattest, happiest skunk on earth.
Unwell
if he got
thinking
to live
of
with
you
me
picking out fleas from a skunk.
I would cuddle that baby every night.
I know you would every single night. Because skunks are the cutest. SR baby raccoons.
They are both so cute.
Freaking cute. And I know you can have skunks as pets. That's
a girl
a
on
thing
TikTok does.
Yeah, but you have to remove their stink glands.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I would feel really bad about that. But anyways, we'll take a break and we'll be right back after this. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
We're back.
And that was a 1 second break from us.
All right, let's jump into the juice of this episode.
The juice, the hugo?
The hugo.
The hugo.
The hugo. All right, guys, so we officially have a verdict. So
Johnny's the winner.
Johnny's the winner.
You're a winner, baby. Like
and
RuPaul says.
RuPaul.
You're a winner, baby.
And that's what happened in the courtroom. RuPaul walked out and said to Amber, Shaste away.
What happened was RuPaul walked out and she had two photos and went, and the one that she did not call was the loser.
I have one photo in this envelope.
And the girl that I did not call will have to pack her bags and go home.
Yep. And that's what happened. Tyra Banks came out, read the verdict.
And we're on crack.
So only after the jury had 6 weeks to pick this verdict.
Yeah.
It took them 2.5 days to come up with a verdict and it had to be unanimous, meaning they all had to be on the same page.
That gagged me.
I didn't know. I thought that was only for federal murder cases.
I had no idea that had to be unanimous. I thought it was a greater than rules. Truly like a 7 out of 12 situation.
Truly had no idea.
No clue. That was one thing I definitely learned from the case, that it was had to be a unanimous decision.
So I assumed it would take them a bit longer to make their decision. But once I heard they were making a decision today, I said, oh, Johnny won this thing. I figured if they took a little longer, there's a potential Amber could have won. Mm-hmm. But I figured Johnny won. So you want to say what the numbers were?
Absolutely. So, but I also did see too that the reason that they also didn't announce it on Tuesday or announce it on Friday, because this is speculation, obviously. But a lot of people would have potentially found it inappropriate.
I feel that.
Because it's been 6 weeks of trial. And if they do the jury super quick,
they feel like they didn't do their research.
They didn't do the due diligence, the research. And that's why there's like speculation that it wasn't on, like, let's say Friday, or was it on Tuesday? And that it took till Wednesday for them to come out with a...
That makes a lot of sense. They're like, all right, we'll give you a little time, but we're not going to take much time. Because we just gave 6 weeks of our time lives. And we're done with this case.
Also, what killed me was the jury.
The alternates.
I didn't know about this either. That was something I didn't know.
So is it 12 that gets to deliberate?
Yes, 12 gets to deliberate.
And so there are two.
That get replaced.
So everybody is up there and has to be up there for the 6 weeks. And they tell them in the beginning, hey, just so you know, at the end of this thing, we're going to randomly pick two of you and you're going to be out.
And they were an envelope that they were picked at the beginning.
Random,
like before it even started, like, they're like, we have two names. We have two numbers in an envelope. There's an envelope. They open it and they reveal like the two jurors. Imagine being there for 6 weeks. Not getting to deliberate at the end, and they were replaced. Technically, they can't like go and leave. Like they're still part of it because if anyone for some reason can't
get sick or has to leave, can't deliberate. Yeah, they had to stay till the very end to potentially be a part of it, which is just so wild to me. But that happened.
Yeah,
which they quickly came up with a verdict, and the verdict was they wanted to award Johnny $10 million in compensatory damages, and then $5 million in punitive punishment damages.
Right. So technically, in the state of Virginia, you can't get more than $350,000 for punitive damages. And but the thing, I don't think the jury even knew that.
Yeah.
So they're like $5 million.
Which is the goop and the gag. Basically, it's a gag. The real number of what they wanted to charge her with mm-hmm. came out because they didn't know about the $350,000.
Yeah. So what happened? So punitive. Actually, again, this is something I had no idea.
We learned so much through this.
I feel like a fucking wizard.
Me too.
I feel like a law wizard. You know what I will have to say? I'd have to say Emily D. Baker, shout out to you.
Because
a law nerd. And I have been following along with this case with her, and she's been helping.
Check out her channel on YouTube.
Check
she's
it out.
Very educational. Because I really
do
stuff.
Feel like she's been helping because she's a lawyer. She does correspondence on YouTube, and she literally was like breaking. She would do, I'm not kidding you, every single day 9-hour streams. To help
what?
Break down like what was actually going on from the case.
From the case. Uh-huh. Wow.
Like that's how dedicated
she
was to it.
You guys probably have already heard about her, but she's amazing. Check her out.
She's incredible. And I feel like I got a lot of information, a lot of the breakdown that she helped me understand who, like, I never studied law. So shout out to her. That's how I feel like we got a lot of the information that we do
get. For the breakdown.
But yeah, punitive damage is basically like, the like slap on the wrist damages. Like,
your punishment.
It's like a punishment damage.
Like, this is what we want to charge you for doing what you did. Essentially, Amber Heard making the story up a lie.
She fucked up.
Posting the Washington Post op-ed. That is what the $5 million is for. It's like a slap on the wrist for that. That's a big slap on the
wrist.
It's a
big slap. It's basically saying, like, it's almost like setting an example, like, do not pull this shit. Like, other people, do not pull like this.
Because this is what it's going to look like. And it seems like they tried to set an example with her because the number was pretty darn high.
I mean, imagine, like, it's literally like they couldn't even allow a lot more than $350,000.
And they're like $5 million. That's how wrong they thought she was and thought she should be punished for it.
I wonder if part of her demeanor in court adds to this.
I
think that she didn't have the best court demeanor.
I don't either. And that's why I was like, okay, whenever her lawyer, her team was examining her, I started to feel bad for her.
Totally.
And like, so it works. Court works. That's what you're supposed to be feeling.
Right.
But then whenever Johnny's lawyers will cross-examine her, I'd be like, this girl is literally like, no, this is crazy.
Well, it's also like her not like looking at them and only looking at the jury.
And
like,
saying no like to that. Things where we just heard a tape recording where you say it, where I'm just like, girl, maybe we should admit to some things. Mm-hmm. And then other things where we don't have evidence, maybe say, I don't recall that. But absolutely. Being like, so, you don't recall something, like, just played. It's like, you know, the jury is going to look at that and be like,
Well, and like her, like, for example, there was like this one moment when Camille was talking to her and Amber just went off on like a full answering a random thing. And Camille was like, Amber, like, do not.
I remember that.
Like, address the jury with something that I had never asked you this question. Like, it's not appropriate for you to like try to talk to them. You're talking to me. You know, and I think it seems like that, like that's like little constant strikes against Amber. And I do wonder, I'm like, are those things counted with the punitive
which got
damages?
The number up so high?
Yeah, I wonder.
I don't know. And then the $10 million comes from literally what he lost in like movies or lost compensation that he could have gotten if this article didn't come out.
What I want to know is how they got to $10 million.
Yeah, right?
Where did the $10 million come from?
Where does
they're suing for $50 million.
They're suing for $50 million, and like for instance, Johnny gets paid allegedly around $20 million per movie,
right?
And we have two roles that he lost that were just two of his biggest roles yet.
They're saying that that was speculative though.
They're
like, well, what if there's not going to be another Pirates movie?
Okay, but there isn't another Pirates movie,
right? And so technically, it's like. That's what they're saying. Like, oh, how could we prove that this is the money he actually would have lost if there's no Pirates movie coming out?
I would, you but know? My thing is, like, there's no world where I would think he only would get $10 million for a franchise that has earned Disney billions.
Billions.
I think it's, like, in the $4 billions, actually.
Absolutely. And plus, obviously, Fantastic Beasts.
I mean, that didn't even count that. So that's where we get confused where the $10 million comes from. I feel like the number's super low. Not that I'm like, yeah, I get more money out of Amber. That's not what I'm trying to say here. I just think $10 million is an interesting number for damages whenever... I think we all know it's like definitely more damages than that.
Like, the gag, too, is that Johnny has like fully stated, he's like, I'm not even in it for the money. Like, I literally just want the truth to be out
there. Didn't he say that he said, well, I think he said they could pay him $300 million and he would never do.
Yeah. And like getting like llamas again. Or something like that.
Yeah,
like
alpacas.
Like alpacas. It's like get alpacas and 300 like, million. Like it. Something crazy. And I was like, I'm still not going to do it.
But yeah, he also said that, you know, he in his statement that, you know, he just wanted the truth out there for his fans and for his work that he's put in so many years. He didn't want to lose.
And for his family.
Yeah. Like imagine, his children.
Like
his children.
Like imagine like your like dad going through this. Like it would be heart-wrenching. Like it'd be the worst thing ever. So I can only imagine like how crazy it is. But he did actually win on all counts for
all three.
On all three counts on his. So that was pretty wild. I will say I was like a little shocked to see that he won on all the counts for defamation.
Amber won on one count. And we
I was shocked that she won on the one.
She won $2 million. They thought that she won $2 million on one count. She did lose two of her counts, but then one count she won. And the count was
the police situation. So the police situation was basically, so the count was
Johnny made
this statement in the Daily Mail essentially saying like, I think that Amber and her, not even I think, it's like what Amber and her friends did, because that's what defamation is. What Amber and her friends did, they planted this whole thing. They busted up the fucking, the place that they were staying
at. The apartment, the penthouse.
The penthouse. And they
called the police and staged it.
Twice. Called them twice. And that it was like this whole, like it was like a hoax.
Yeah.
Right? So what happened was that the jury had decided that that was actually defamation because there was no actual proof. And I think that when you're looking at all the counts and stuff like that, the way they're deliberating is very like factual and it's very like dun 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 dun. And because of this, like where it's like the body cam footage from the police, their testimonies, like they didn't feel like the there was enough
that
evidence.
Really happened. That yeah, there was to enough prove to prove that that happened. So what he said, because he made a statement in the Daily Mail saying that they did that. So they're like, no. And that like, was $2 million. She probably lost about $2 million worth of work because of an article like that is what.
But
they,
like, did she actually work $2 million worth? Like,
these numbers are interesting
I'm
to
so
me.
I'm very fascinated by them. I'm not going to lie. I want to know how they get like, why they decide suddenly $2 million for this one thing.
I don't know.
I darn nar.
You got me good on that one.
I would love to know why, but she ended up winning one of the counts. So I wonder also too, for example, he obviously won 10.3.
Yes.
Right, 10.35. And she won two. Is it like just like subtracted? And it's like, so now he just, he gets 2.35 from her?
Well, here, like, well, the goop, yeah, like, I don't know. I would assume, but like, the court with all of the money thing gets really interesting and hairy. Like, that whole situation, like, paying out gets really hairy because it's not like Amber just writes over a check for $10.3 million, which is what the total ends up being, which I know at the end of the day, like, this isn't even about the money for him. And me and Manny already did some deep diving online and, like, trying to figure out how much a case, like, this would cost, and we came
it's
up
like in the 10 million
the 10 million. So we're thinking honestly, like, if Johnny does end up going after her for this money, that he's just gonna break even on this case.
Yeah, because of how expensive the lawyer fees actually are. Like, they're so expensive hourly, and imagine you're doing 6 weeks worth,
and they
every
say
single
court
day.
Hours is charged like double what the like office the research are hourly hours are, like court hours are so much more, and we spent 6 weeks in courts, guys.
That's like literally millions of dollars, because it's not just the it's multiple lawyers, it's multiple people. Like, for example, Camille's an associate,
it's a
she's
whole
not
team.
A partner.
The whole team.
She's an associate. I mean, I think she'll be partner after this coup.
Girl.
And if she doesn't, I will
she's
revolt.
She's gonna have her own firm.
She's
gonna
have her own fucking firm. But I do think that she'll make partner after this, because it was such a huge monumental thing for her career specifically.
So me and Manny were discussing, Johnny Depp is in the UK right now performing with his band. It seems like he's moving on with his life. Like, it truly seems like, all right,
he
that's
wasn't even
done.
There for the thing.
He doesn't. What do you think? Amber was there.
But what do you think?
Okay, so I think Johnny wasn't there because I think he knew he probably won this case.
I do
and
too.
He's like, no need to like be there to, he like literally was in a pub whenever they announced the winning.
So I know he had like UK. The prior obligations, but did you think that maybe potentially he thought, oh shit, like, I can't believe they picked so quickly.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe
I
maybe,
wonder
what
if he was
that?
Shook. I bet he was shook.
What if he was shook that they picked so fast, that they deliberated so quickly, because they had up to 6 weeks to deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
What if he was like, oh fuck, I had no idea that they would call in a few days, that it would be announced.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be a reason why he was out there doing, you know, his obligations, his performances with the band.
Yeah, maybe so.
You know, but I think that, so with the teams, I was seeing that like Amber's team was basically being like, you know, isn't it so crazy that Johnny's out there getting drunk and playing music out in the UK when Amber's here and her priorities are here?
So that's why we.
That's why Amber's there.
The Amber showed up.
That's why I think so. Like, they wanted to kind of play that whole like, Look, she's here.
If I were in her shoes, like, obviously, with this verdict, I would assume that I probably lost. There's no way in hell I would show my face in that courtroom because, like, that's, like, a tough thing to do because that's aired on TV again. Like, you there by yourself, him out in the UK, you know, with his band, which he did seem to really like doing that according to the case. Like, whenever they would get in fights and stuff, he would, like, go off with his band a lot and practice. But, I just don't know if I would have the strength to do that.
I don't either. I feel like I got to give props to Amber on that one.
For showing
because
up.
Because like, cause she was bold facing it too. And like when read it, she was just like.
She didn't even blink. I think she was so prepared like mentally for this.
And also, so what happened to you guys, this thing too, is when they were about to read off the thing, the judge is like, baby, you didn't write down the damages. You didn't write it down.
It was a little delayed.
It was a little delayed because of the improper filing essentially. But so both sides, both parties went to the front and the judge talked to them like, oh, this is what happened. They didn't write, like they didn't do it. So they talked to him. I think that's when they found out.
So they
went back to Amber and was like, you're fucking losing.
So, and then that way, whenever they read it, her live face was just like steady as could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they were already, because it took like another, 15 minutes after that for the damages. It has to be at least $1. That's what it said.
I can't imagine what it must be like to be her right now.
And your whole life's turned upside down.
Yeah.
I think the thing is for me, I have been throughout the case Team Johnny. I'm still very much like, I think they both fucked up so many ways.
I think they both did too.
For this specifically, I was on side Johnny in comparison to what was going on, especially after the 6 week, after watching all the trial, after studying a lot of the trial.
Guys, me and Manny have followed this trial heavier than the average person.
You guys, I have been like part of me has been wanting to like
focus on the side stories, what other celebrities have come out and admitted on Amber, what celebrities have said about Johnny. Like we have just for so long, so it was so cool for us to be able just to follow through all the way with this, like with all the information.
It's actually been fucking crazy.
It's just been like the wildest ride, honestly.
It's been wild. I was like going insane, but.
Well, there is like this teeny part of me. Like, I don't wish this much hate upon her.
That's exactly. That's where I was going. I do not wish this hate upon anyone.
Because I can't even imagine what it must be like to be her. And like, sure, it was a pretty big fucking mistake that she made, like going against Johnny Depp and trying to take him down with the article. But it's still like human to human. Like my. It sucks. Heart hurts for her.
Me too.
Because I can't imagine what it must be like her to be a person, you know, on and this.
Imagine on that scale.
Yeah.
We've been dealt some shitty fucking hands in our career. And
I know what that felt like for me.
Same.
And so like, so you the know hate she's painful. Getting, I can't help but to have some empathy there for her.
Absolutely.
I know what it's like to have this.
No, level. God, no, me neither. But we can understand where it feels like the world is crumbling in on you.
Yes. And like, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, like, you're just not heard.
Yeah. Wow. You're not heard.
Amber Heard.
Whoa, Laura, that was witty of you. And I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Clever.
But what I was saying was that, like, even though I have been pro Johnny, on this case, I, as a human being, like I feel really terribly for Amber.
I do too.
I do. And I know that a lot of people are like, she's a liar. She's crazy. All these things. And like the things that people have been saying about her online have been horrid and absolutely insane. And I don't think that anyone deserves that kind of thing. Cause it's like, at the end of the day, it's still her and what her story that was, she feels like she wants to share.
Yep. Okay. So now let's talk a little bit about what happens next, like with the money.
What can happen now, like from here?
So we read online from an article that she can pay a percentage of the bond, which guarantees she goes back to court. She can appeal it, or she can file for bankruptcy to pay it. Or Johnny could actually just not pursue the money. Like Johnny could not. Yeah, he could just
want it.
Be like, deny the money, not want the money, like let the case rest, which some people are speculating that he may do that. Because he said in his statement after the verdict was read that, you know, he got what he wanted, which was the truth.
For the money. I wanted just the truth to be out.
Let's take a break.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Let's take a quick little break and we'll be back after this.
Perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
And we are back.
We are back, baby.
Back again.
I just need to announce randomly that my makeup has officially been on for almost 12 hours.
What foundation are you wearing?
Hourglass Vanish, baby.
I knew it. I knew it.
Whenever I have a day where it's going to be a 12-hour
Vanish.
I have to do the Vanish, and I have to set it with like some Mac Studio Fix. Like, no games can be played. And I know
you're baking for a lot longer too. I noticed earlier, because when I got your house, you were baking for like a good 20 minutes.
Oh yeah, I was like walking around my house just
like
baking.
Fully just powder underneath. Because
I knew, and I have waterproof mascara on. Like, this is
no transfer here, by the way. Nothing.
Wow,
it's good.
I could literally go to a swim meet and swim the full laps and come out like this,
and you would look just like that.
It ain't no one wipe and it's gone, baby.
It's a double. It's a double cleanse.
It's a double cleanse tonight.
That's a double cleansing face right there.
I can pack it on good when we have to.
We will pack it on.
That's right.
For me, my routine is a sticky primer, like the Elf primer, the gripping one. Or the milk one, like I need a sticky. And then I go in with Too Faced Born This Way Matte Foundation.
That's a good one.
Maybe that one will stay on my face for a good 20 hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Makeup talk.
Okay, let's break down.
Yeah, so the appeal. So why don't we talk about the appeal?
So she can appeal this in hopes of getting a lighter verdict from the jury. And I don't know personally what all goes through an appeal. I don't know if we rehash everything that was
There's no way, right? That they would ever redo this entire trial.
No.
Because an appeal.
Yeah.
I think that maybe it's like presented to different people and they like maybe a smaller version of it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it could be. Maybe all the information is presented in a different way.
Yeah.
But I just, there's no world in my brain that thinks that like she would go through this whole thing again.
Yeah.
And they would ever allow that, because the thing is, court time is so precious.
It is.
And they had 6 weeks for this trial.
That takes up a lot of court time.
It takes a lot of court time, and court time is really like hard to come by.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I just don't think that they would ever allow that to happen.
No way.
I don't believe it one bit.
And then her just paying it. So it says would pay a bond.
So paying a bond, I believe it's literally just like an upfront thing. You pay the bond.
Guaranteeing you're going to come back to court.
Yes.
But I don't understand that fully.
Me neither.
I'm just going to be honest. I don't understand the paying of the bond.
I don't get that part either. Like, if you guys know, please let us know. The paying of the bond, like, because the case is over, so why would you need to pay a bond to come back?
Yeah, I don't understand.
So what does that even mean? That's what I'm confused about.
And then the file for bankruptcy option is pretty simple, filing for bankruptcy, but they would take her assets, but to pay off.
And clear everything, though.
Start fresh.
A lot of people and companies will file for bankruptcy when things like that go down.
And there's a lot of speculation of how much she's worth because she did win the $7 million in the case with the divorce. Mm-hmm. But she owed that to charity, but she didn't pay the charity. Mm-hmm. And she got Elon Musk to make a payment of $500,000 on mm-hmm. her behalf. So it's mm-hmm. like, did she not have the money? Did she not have the $500,000 to donate to charity that she owed them?
How much do you think she got from Aquaman?
They announced it, didn't they?
How much she got paid for it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Look it up. I'm kind of curious.
Wasn't it $2 million? And then I'm going to look it up.
Two?
It was like $2 million. And then they said, because she was doing a TV show and she was getting $450 per episode.
Okay.
And then they said for Aquaman, $2 million. And then they were speculating it would be $4 million for her next role. But then they were like arguing that absolutely not. I don't know.
They're like, how would that happen? Hold on. I'm just trying to think of more so like what her net worth would be. I'm thinking net worth wise would be south of 10 million for sure.
South of 10?
That
would be mine. South of 10.
South 10. I'm thinking for Johnny, it's north.
He's worth like 300 million.
That makes a lot more sense.
Like, yeah.
Makes much more sense.
Amber was paid $2 million when she assigned to be a part of Aquaman 2.
Okay. $2 million. So she got $2 million. That's what you see again.
So in court, Amber should have had the ability to get her salary increased by at least $6 million, according to Arnold.
Okay.
It says Heard confirmed that she was paid $1 million for Aquaman 1 and $2 million for Aquaman in the Lost Kingdom.
So it's not that much. Like it is, but not for that big role.
I'm a little shocked actually that she was paid that much.
So for Aquaman 1, she was paid $1 million. For Aquaman 2, $2 million. So, I mean,
I'm a little surprised. I thought she would actually keep paying more.
Her role isn't. In Aquaman 1, it is pretty significant.
She's the love interest, like the main love interest.
I would say the second biggest character, I would say.
Like around there.
Around there. But she also doesn't have any like credits in work. Yeah, underneath her.
Because you know Nicole Kidman got paid way more for the first one.
Ooh, and Jason.
Nicole and Jason are not getting paid one.
No.
Mind you, it's a different accolades underneath them.
It is years completely. Of experience. And that was the argument in court.
Mm-hmm.
Like how much they were saying, oh, well, she would have got bumped up to like this much million. And they're like, no, because she was only getting paid $2 million as it was.
Right.
So, because they were like, saying for the next movie.
Yeah, they're like, come on now.
No. Because she only got bumped up $1 million
right.
for the second.
Right, like, how are you going to get six?
Yeah, no.
Where?
They're like, where are you getting six? Yeah.
I think that, and like last but not least, obviously Johnny could waive it. What do you think of that? Do you think Johnny will waive?
There is a part of me that thinks he will waive it.
I do too.
But if he didn't waive it, I'd be like, in that way, he's just covering his court cost.
Yeah. What I'm thinking about is that Johnny, like, would waive it just to further make the audience love him.
Dude, it's literally...
Part of me thinks that it'd be like...
It's nothing for him.
Exactly. It's nothing to him. So I'm like, I feel like he would be just like, you know what?
Or would it make them more mad? Because these people are pretty vicious out there. They want blood.
But I think that they would see Johnny as being like, oh my God, look how sweet he is. Like,
yeah.
Amber, like, doesn't even... Like, he want...
It's a good look.
It's a good look. He doesn't even want Amber's money. He was just doing it for the truth. Which, of course, could absolutely all be true. But realistically, if he were to waive the fees.
Supposedly, Johnny already has, and God knows how many movies this man truly has booked out that we just have no clue about.
No clue.
But we already know two movies that he has already gotten fully booked.
Yeah.
He's got Beetlejuice, and then he's going to play King Richard. Someone tweeted me in a new movie that's coming out. So, I mean, this man is like, honey,
he's
booked and busy. Like, the money is rolling in for him. So that's why I'm like, wouldn't really be shocked if he didn't make her pay the money. Or if he did, maybe he's just like, well, she's paying my court costs, you know?
What do you think Amber's going to do from here?
Realistically, I think she's going to appeal it.
For the rest of her life.
I have no earthly idea what she's going to do. I'm so confused about
what
she's going to do.
Let's say she's worth $10 million.
Okay.
And let's say she owes $8.3 to Johnny. She'll have $1.7 to survive. I truly don't think that any Hollywood production company, movie, anything is going to hire her for a very long time.
I don't think
ever.
I think if she would have gotten divorced, won the $7 million, everybody hated her for that, and it would have left this whole thing along.
No,
I think in around 4 to 5 years, she'd be acting again.
Totally.
I think she'd be good to go, especially if she started dating someone likable after that or like something like that. I think she totally would make a comeback and she would have been fine.
But I don't think that's the case currently.
But now, after she went and did the Washington Post, posted the op-ed, endorsed it, and lost this case, she's done.
She is a wrap.
I think it's a wrap.
I really think it's a wrap. So I wonder, I'm like, what is she going to do now? Like, genuinely, like, what the fuck is she going to do?
I don't know.
Maybe she'll write a tell-all. She could sell a tell-all.
And that would make millions.
That could make some good money.
That would make millions. Because people for her or against her would want to know what's said.
What's the gag is, like, they obviously both made statements. Like, they made statements right after the thing.
They both made statements.
Amber made her statement. Johnny made his statement. Amber's statement got, like, 150,000 likes from what I've seen. 150,000 likes, which is a lot of likes, a lot of support.
I'll see what's at now.
Johnny's.
Tell him how many Johnny's got, which kind of gives
you. Around 10 million
likes. This kind of gives you a perspective of, like, what side people are on. Like, the how societies. The percentage is. Yeah. It's
the court of public opinion have absolutely sided with Johnny, the vast majority.
So her post is now at 200,000 likes.
Okay.
So Johnny's post is now at.
Has to be a 10.
12, almost 13, because it's 12.9. So in a few hours, it'll be at 13,000 likes with almost 600,000 comments, which kind of gives you a perspective of a percentage and number of the side people are on and, like, what they're thinking, which is just, it's insane.
It's unreal.
200,000 to 13 million. That's the comparison in likes.
Well, the thing is, again, like, I think a lot of people were Team Johnny on this. I think a lot of people were very anti-Amber. It's hard, you guys, 'cause I think that, you know, with her, I just don't think in court she has the most likable demeanor.
Yeah.
She has this, like, way of being almost unlikable.
Yeah.
And she, you know, when she's not talking directly to his lawyers and she's looking at the jury constantly, it's like those little things that constantly check off for people. It's frustrating for them. Or the way she talks, like
the way she would tell her stories to me. And I'm not here to judge because I've never been in any situation like that. I don't know how the hell I would tell anything like that to a court, but totally. It's just like the way it became off. So a little strange. Dramatic and strange.
Yeah, it came out very, like, even, like, the whole, like, my dog stepped on a bee.
Yeah.
It's, like, things like that where it's, like, it's quirky.
Mm-hmm.
Quirky, I feel like, is the word I can say.
Yeah.
That would make sense in my head.
Yeah.
Without being.
We were for harsh. Johnny. We're just not bash Amber people.
No, fuck no. I don't think that anyone should be bashing.
No.
Anyone because in this situation.
All you should be rooting for, really, is
justice.
Justice, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm team justice, and I do feel like justice was served in this case, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, me too.
In the way of, like, even Amber got some money.
Yeah.
Johnny got some money, Amber got some money. I'm glad, actually, that they both got some money.
Yeah.
In a weird way. Like, I'm happy that they're both compensated for different things, because I do think that they're both very toxic for each other.
And shout out to the jury for doing their
The Lord's work,
baby.
No.
Uh-uh.
Y'all, if anyone, by the chance of any of those 14 or 12 are watching this.
If there's a chance.
You are strong.
You are so brave
and you are loved.
You are loved. God bless.
And God bless.
God bless. And that's it for this episode.
Yeah, that's
Thank
it for
you
our
guys
mini
for
wrap.
Watching.
We love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. Whether it's Thursday or it's Friday, we love you.
We don't know
you.
What day it's going to be.
Full Thursday, full Friday. We don't fucking know.
We love you.
We love you guys. We have to listen, subscribe.
And don't forget to add in the comment section, chat with us. We want to know what your thoughts are on all
love
this.
It.
So please tell us more. But anyways, that's it. We love you guys. We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.